Part of the idea behind the state's recent criminal justice reforms, known as SB 91, was to keep more offenders out of jail when possible. Some offenses were decriminalized, and for others, the penalties were drastically reduced. This prompted the City of Dillingham and the city's Department of Public Safety to consider other options within its municipal code. Dan Pasquarella was Dillingham's chief of police.
We looked at some offenses that the Dillingham police enforce on a fairly consistent basis, and a lot of these offenses now just result in fines. There's no jail time attached. Violators of them just get a monetary fine. And some of these offenses, the Department of Law will no longer even assist in prosecution, as they're no longer crimes, they're merely violations.
Meaning they're handled like traffic tickets. If the alleged offender wants to fight it, the charging officer needs to be in court to lay out the case before a judge. The problem is the state, not the city, is collecting what small revenue there may be from fines associated with these offenses.
The city, via the code committee, decided that it's work that the City of Dillingham is doing anyways. If we're going to be accomplishing that work, we might as well adopt these offenses as city ordinances, and that way the city can get any violation revenues as opposed to the state.
For example, if the city council adopts the code changes, a minor consuming alcohol will be violating city code, and if found guilty, the fine will be $500 per offense.
There used to be provision where after the third offense it became a crime and the violator could go to jail. But now every violation is just the same. It's just a fine like a traffic ticket. So we would pick the juvenile up, contact the parents, make them come down, take custody of their child, and write a citation.
The code committee recommended trespassing be handled in a similar way, as a citation, also with a $500 fine. Pasquarello points out that there are different forms of trespassing.
Like somebody trespassing, say, in a business in a lobby could be classified as like a nuisance offense. But if somebody's trespassing in your house, that's a little bit more serious.
That level of trespassing could still be charged as a jailable offense under state law. Violating court-ordered conditions of a person's release carries almost no penalty at the moment, but takes up an inordinate amount of police time. The recommendation there is to attach a $1,000 penalty to VCORs with the intent to discourage people from breaking their agreement with the court. Two additional fines will be added to existing violations, $100 for smoking marijuana in public places and $100 for smoking marijuana in or around motor vehicles. Pasquarello stresses that in no way is the police department looking to help raise the city money, an accusation that's often lobbed at cities with extensive traffic enforcement or red light cameras. The city council will take up these recommendations from the code committee at its next meeting May 4th. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.